It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Post Malone is Postmates' most dedicated customer, ordering nearly 3,000 items on more than 660 deliveries spanning 52 cities nationwide. Post will be featured on a Postmates series called The Receipt, along with other celebrities sharing their favorite orders and strangest requests. The rapper gets most of his deliveries on tour, spending more than $40,000 over the past year on quick eats from places like Chick-fil-A, Burger King, KFC, Panda Express, and Popeyes. His favorite orders also include a 12-pack of beer, 3 champagne bottles, and 3 bottles of grape Pedialyte.
That's what I ordered last night. Interesting.
Why would he be getting Pedialyte?
To help with the recovery.
Oh, you're right.
That, maybe he's got a baby we don't know about. Dun, dun, dun.
G-Eazy and Halsey are calling it quits on their relationship again. They broke up for the second time in just over 3 months. A source said that they just can't seem to getting past their previous issues. And G-Eazy was all over other girls publicly at his Halloween party this past weekend. The breakup is social media official because they even stopped following each other on Instagram now. So.
Well, that's what we know then.
Listen,
has to be real.
If this is the best advice that I could give you, it's called a breakup because it's broken. That's the thing. That's the tea.
Yeah, but they have super glue, so they put stuff back together.
Vogue and Kendall Jenner are under fire on social media after the magazine released images of the model wearing an afro. Vogue shared the image of Kendall in a prairie dress and the afro on Instagram recently. Social media users immediately slammed the model, with one writing, "I swear, she enjoys pissing black people off." Another person said there are other models that Vogue could have really used that had real afros. Tisk, tisk. The magazine has since apologized, releasing a statement saying, "We apologize if it came across differently than intended, and we certainly did not mean to offend anyone by it." And Jerry Springer could soon be a TV judge. Springer and NBC Universal are working on a show titled Judge Jerry. The show would have the former lawyer and talk show host presiding over small claims cases. It's being targeted for a potential launch next fall. So I wonder if he would be doing both.
That would be awesome. Order in the court. Okay, just fine. That's fine. I'd love that.
Coming up after 7:15, this singer says that he has, I'll say, something interesting for breakfast every morning.
Well, I'm going to diet. I got to see what they're doing. Maybe I can try it.